cosmos, so I guess I could make some visual there, you know, but the way we start looking, if we start looking from the point of view of the Bhagavatam, then we start looking from inside, from the soul, really. Myself as the soul within this pinned under this body, this little life, and God, Vishnu, as the soul of the entire cosmos, and looking out from there. But the other point of view, starting point of view, from those who are more material conditioned or trained in that tradition, they start by looking with their physical eyes out into what those see, and then try to understand, you know, building up theories and an idea of things from there. Now, we find both of those there in the Bhagavatam. But one of them being not really with the ambition to understand reality in that sense, you know, that we have with astronomy and that kind of material cosmology today, but just looking at the things are twirling around up there in the sky, and use that practically, but then also understand how there is this principle there, this rotation and the axis mundi and all of that, which you can find both individually in their body. We can find it when we look through the eyes of this world, looking at how this Earth and the solar system, you know, the luminaries up there move and function, so to speak. But then also the Shastra Chakshu understanding of the structure of this entire Brahmanda. Which, well, is the Devidam. And you've got the Maheshdam, which is there, you know, the Mahavishnu realm in between. And they are the Haridam. So when you're on that level describing, then when you look at it from the soul point of view, that point of view which is actually used there in the Puranas, and in, I would say, it seems to me, in other these other older cosmologies, and you don't have to try and squeeze that physicalist structure out of that knowledge, you know, to place it into that. How big is this cosmos, and is the size and age of this cosmos, meaning this space that we see with our eyes, described there in the Bhagavatam? Does it fit with the numbers of yoga, whatever? So my kind of doubt there is, how relevant is that point of view at all, and is that, how much is that point of view used there in the Puranas at all? And I say it isn't really. Prove me right, wrong, if you want.
We'll give you 1 more minute for people to.